This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRX. I'm Jay Allison. Our next story was told by Dante Jackson at a Moth show in a high school in Brooklyn, New York. The theme that night was freedom. Here's Dante.
Okay. Well, back in middle school, I wasn't really the type of kid to let myself have any fun. I was afraid that if I let myself have fun, I'd end up being judged, and I don't like being judged. So, eighth grade comes around, prom is coming up, everybody's talking about it. Hey, you going to prom? I'm going to prom. You know what you're wearing? You know who you're going with? Oh, I know what I'm going with. But me, I wasn't planning on it. I didn't really want to go. I thought I'd just skip it. I thought I'd just end up being a kid in the corner, chicken in hand, just standing there. So after being constantly bugged by friends and family, I decided, you know what? What the heck? Might as well go. Let's just hear what it's going to be about. So graduation and prom was on the same day. Graduation was early on in the day. We sang Celine Dion. I hated it. So I go home, I get dressed, I throw on my suit, have my little fedora on, you know, stunting. And I should mention that at first we had no idea how I was going to get there. We knew no buses that ran by. So we figured we were going to take a cab, but my friend Shannon comes. She says, hey, my mom got a truck. You can swing by. My mom will drop you off. I'm like, oh, cool. So my mom was okay with it. They knew each other. We decided to go along with the plan. So I'm going to my friend Shannon's house. It's a block away from my house, not far. She lives next to this daycare I used to go to. There's a family of Trinidadians. I've known them since birth. They're like my second family. We're all outside chilling. My mom's taking a bajillion pictures. You know how to get around this kind of time. And, yeah. So, Shannon comes outside, and typically she's a tomboy. She's usually just seeing a shirt, jeans, sneakers. That's it. But she comes out, she got her hair down. She got her little right dress on. She got the real huge hoop earrings, you know. So now I'm standing here. I'm like, huh. Well, now. So we get in the truck. It's about a 15, 20-minute drive, not very long. I get there. All my friends stand outside. Hey, Dante. Hey, you decided to show up. I'm like, hey. So I go inside. The space is a little bit smaller than I thought it would be. Granted, it's not a lot of us, but it was pretty fancy looking, and I thought it was a good place to be. Music starts playing. Everybody's on the dance floor. I'm in the corner, standing there, chicken in hand. I had a few people come up to me and try to pull me on the dance floor, but I wasn't moving. I was not moving. I wasn't moving for anything but chicken. So the DJ decides to put on this song, and now he's saying, you know, everybody that's not dancing, you got to grab them, pull them on that dance floor. Anybody, you see anybody standing on the wall, you got to grab them, bring them on the floor. So immediately 20 heads come at me and try to drag me on the dance floor. And at this point, I'm just done fighting it. I'm like, you know what? What the heck? I'm just going to go on that dance floor. I'm going to have a good time. I'm standing awkwardly in the middle of the dance floor, just looking around. So I try not to make myself look suspicious, so I start doing a little... I start doing a little two-step. This is where it was at. So... gradually, over time, I start getting more into it. The little two-step turns into a little to a shuffle. And I, that shuffle turns into a crisscross. And that crisscross turns into a God knows what. I don't even know what I was doing anymore. I just know that I'm on fire. And I'm busting moves I never thought was possible for me. And I wasn't aware of this until I took the time to look around and I'm stuck in that little circle they make. Everybody's like, hey, go Dante, hey. So, and it turns out that was one of the best nights of my life. It's like my life up until that point. I was locked in a dark room, but then I decided to unlock the door and I took a step out. And I learned how to dance.
That was Dante Jackson. Dante graduated from the School for Classics in East New York. He's an aspiring writer and an actor who played Sebastian in the School for Classics production of Twelfth Night. His favorite color is black, and he loves to make people laugh. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. We hope that you will support this public radio station right now. Thank you.